Good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
And what is your name, sir? Okay, now listen, who's going to conduct this hearing?
Who's the speaker?
I don't hear his name.
You didn't do it. Just hold on for one moment, sir. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing at just a moment. He'll be, as soon as he can find his paperwork, and we will move forward from there, sir. So please just hold on to the phone, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record? Okay. So I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left would be your right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line in the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead today, sir. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as a parole officer is Mr. Turner, sir. I believe you can see Mr. Turner on the screen now. Mr. Livingdale, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you you were going to have this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself this morning, sir? Mr. Livingdale?
Yes, sir.
Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir? Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report at the Western Regional Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street, Suite 9 in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 4th, 2019, as directed in writing on December 31st, 2018, it says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, well then, based on the admission of Mr. Livingdale, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal wage or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Good motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, sir, and then give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay? All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Livingdale was released from ADC custody on 1-4-2019 and arrested on 1-28-2019 by the Phoenix Police Department. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-28-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5-29-2019 with 24 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2009, theft, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. He has no STD information noted. Prior term terms on supervision, 2012, TIS release, completed, 1 month. Disciplinary is minimal, however, after his return to custody, he was found guilty of a minor violation. Other arrest, 2004, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G2, V2.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Levendale, when you were released, you were pre-approved to go to TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt Street. However, you did not report to that facility. How come you never went there, sir?
Because I had to call my grandma, I had a ticket, so I got that stuff, and then I was there, so I didn't go. I was trying to look for some other resources that I could go to, and then I couldn't find them, and I had to get into my cough and had a work and I thought I could. So
did you relapse back on drugs too? We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. However, I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation and discussion taking place amongst the board. Then I'll get back with you after the board makes a decision. But stay on the line, however, remain silent, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board is now going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Livingood, when he got out, he said he was trying to find him another place to go. But he was just out there on the street. He never did go to TLC to check in. He was subsequently arrested when he was approached by Phoenix PD for panhandling and obstructing a public sidewalk. I believe that's what he said he was doing. He's had one minor violation since he's been back in custody. He does have a release date of May 29th of 2019. I do think that based on the information that we have here and talking with Mr. Livingood, it would probably be best for him to go ahead and complete his time so that when he gets out, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He'll be able to move about freely and hopefully just be a productive citizen and not get himself in any more trouble. Said he didn't relapse and do any more drugs after he was absconded for 24 days, and I don't have any idea exactly what he was doing in that period of time. That is my opinion at this time. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, and I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Livingood, find that he was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That will be my motion, as he wasn't absconded for 24 days, and we have no idea what he was doing exactly during that period of time, subsequently arrested by Phoenix PD for panhandling.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Condonis, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Livingood?
Yes,
sir. So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You could hear the conversation taking place amongst the board. You will be released on May 29th of 2019, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be able to move out freely. So we hope that when you're released that you'll be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So put the CO3 on the line.